It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Hobbybase give us our first in-hand image of the retro-classified Zartan. Hong Kong-based retailer Hobbybase have posted the first in-hand image of the ever-elusive G.I. Joe retro-classified Zartan figure. When both Snake Eyes and the Crimson Guard, who were supposed to be the last of the retro-carded figures, started showing up, it left a lot of us wondering where Storm Shadow and Zartan were. Considering the fact they were revealed in April of last year and went up for pre-order back in July, it was confusing to see the last of the retro figures leapfrog them completely. It is still unclear as to whether they will continue with the line in the future, as we are aware that Walmart will be getting a theme change this year for the classified series, and with talk of the carded bubbles going away and then coming back in a confusing statement from last year, it's just not really known if we will see more of them going forward. That aside, it's good to see Zartan show up a few days after Storm Shadow had been posted on the same Hobbybase socials and completes what we know to be the line in its entirety for the time being, HasLab Cobra Commander notwithstanding. The figure itself has a new deco and has been stripped down in terms of the accessories that came with the other versions. He will come with a knife, pistol, removable hood, neckerchief, backpack and classic face mask, as well as a figure stand. The retro series has been a bit hit and miss with figures that just didn't need inclusion in the line, and some very cool updates to others. I love the brand new parts and accessories found in figures like Gung-Ho, Lady J, Snake Eyes and the upcoming HasLab Cobra Commander, but the minimal changes on figures like Baroness and Destro just seemed a touch redundant. Even so, it's good to have some closure here, and I will look forward to getting the last two figures that we know of in the next few weeks. Anyway, what do you guys think? Excited for Zartan or not that fussed? Who has been your favourite retro classified figure so far? If they continue with the series, who do you want to see included? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, I'll be back with the weekly this coming Saturday, but I will be on my own and we will be starting an hour earlier than usual. Make sure you tune in at 9 AM EST, where I will be chatting about the news this week with myself and you guys, of course. So keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.